Oh, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Jobless claims higher last week. Here's Chris Barnes with a report.
Figures from the Labor Department show 244,000 Americans filed initial claims last week, 10,000 more than the previous week. Economists had been expecting a slight drop in first-time claims. The biggest increases were in the states of California, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, and Texas. I'm Chris Barnes.
A new report from the Congressional Budget Office says 15 million Americans would immediately discontinue buying health care coverage if the individual mandate was removed from law. This fact shows the CBO distorting public perception on Obamacare when it claims 16 million people will be kicked off their insurance if the individual mandate is repealed. The revelation of the 15 million who don't want to pay means only 1 million Americans who may want to continue to pay for health care will not be able to obtain it. The CBO has not explained why are they considering people who no longer want to pay for coverage as the same as someone who is being kicked off even though they want to pay. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as Mr. Relentless. To be relentless requires constant energy. That's why I take NAD Plus Cell Regenerator from Life Extension. As we age, our cellular metabolism declines. But you can fight back with NAD Plus. NAD Plus provides advanced support for cellular health. It revitalizes your cellular energy. Now you can get NAD Plus at half off. That's 50% off retail price only for my listeners. Call toll-free 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The first plea has come in the case of women accusing the assassination of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un's brother while he was in Kuala Lumpur.
The two women from Indonesia and Vietnam are accused of rubbing VX nerve agent on the face of Kim Jong-nam in an airport terminal in Kuala Lumpur in February. He later died. They will reportedly plead not guilty to the charges, claiming they were duped into the act, thinking they were playing a prank for a hidden camera TV show. North Korea has denied any involvement in the incident.
A Kansas City area woman very happy to be alive after being caught in flash flooding. The woman who identified herself as Ruby says she turned onto a road, saw it flooded, and tried to back out, but it was too late.
I was getting ready to turn on 17. When I saw the water, I was trying to go back, but my car wouldn't let me. So I just float with the water. I couldn't do anything else but pray and ask God to get me, save me.
If you're a fan of Coke Zero, you might want to stock up because Coke is going to be pulling it off the shelves, replacing it with Coca-Cola Zero Sugar.
Both products are sugar-free alternatives to Diet Coke, but the soft drink company says the new product tastes more like the real thing. In announcing the change, Coca-Cola said Coke Zero Sugar will hit store shelves nationwide next month. The new formula diet drink is already being sold in Europe and 24 other major markets throughout the world.
And a new report says Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world. According to Forbes, the Amazon CEO pulled ahead of Bill Gates. USA Radio News.
Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I grabbed this story during the break. It's just so much that we can go over here on the program. And again, some of the political stuff that we do, it's all macroeconomic. This stuff is all going to affect your portfolios. It's going to all affect your finances. That's why we cover it. We talk about healthcare to the degree that we do here on this program. There's a reason behind it. We actually put together healthcare programs. We provide health insurance to our clients and help set them up. And we utilize the tax code to try to save them some money and open up side businesses if they got jobs at certain companies to save them money so they can put more money away. All of these issues are enormously important towards one's finances, towards one's portfolios. Tax code. Tax reform? I don't believe it. I don't believe we're going to get much of anything at this point. And we need it. Listen, I'm going to be honest. Most of my clients, I don't have billionaire clients. I don't cater to billionaires. I'm not interested in gassing up, you know, the boat or bailing the kids out of jail or anything like that. And I don't do that. I don't hang out at country clubs. That's not my bag. I'm coaching lacrosse on the weekends, what I'm doing. We don't cater to that crowd. We help people who, anywhere from who are starting out to people that have been enormously successful and doctors and physicians and business owners. Let me tell you, the people that out there, the type A personalities, the business owner clients of ours, they're frustrated. They've had it. They've had enough. They've had enough of being on the damn hamster wheel and feeling like they're going nowhere, running to stand still. These issues are important. That's why we'll continue to discuss them. Anyway, another important issue, and I just grabbed the story. I got to talk about it. This is from CBS. February was a bad month for Larry Burrell and thousands of other retired Ohio iron workers. His monthly take-home pension was cut by more than half, from $3,700 to $1,600. Things have been rough in the Rust Belt, but this was a particularly powerful punch in the pocketbook for Burrell, who started in the trade at 19 and worked 36 years before opting for early retirement to make way for younger workers. Unfortunately, this sagging industry doesn't have enough younger workers to pay for retirees whose pension plan is in what the U.S. Treasury Department calls critical and declining status. Burrell and 400,000 members of his Central States pension fund are the canaries in the coal mine as far as pension cutbacks go. At least 50 Midwestern pension plans, mostly the kind jointly administered by trustees for a labor union and a group of employers, are in decrepit condition. Several plan sponsors have already applied to the Treasury Department to cut back retirees' allotments. This cross-section of America includes more than a million former truck drivers, office and factory employees, bricklayers, and construction workers who are threatened with cutbacks that could last the rest of their lives. Canary in the coal mine. Again, this, unfortunately, is another "see, I told you so" moment. This wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when. For years here on this program what we've written in our newsletter, we've warned people that this was coming. Again, along with, we talked about today, words having meaning, math does too. And you can choose to ignore reality as long as you want, but eventually it's going to come back to bite you. It's going to come back. You can ignore it as long as you want, but eventually it's going to get you. And in this case, I mean, you're a retiree and you're used to a $3,400 pension. You're cut to $1,600. That's a big deal. You know, that's what's happened to Greece. Except everybody gets a government pension there. It's been cut by more than 50%. We talked about Social Security at the beginning of this program. What do you think is going to happen with that? The problem is that so many people bought into the fact that I'm going to work for X amount of years, I'm going to get my pension, and I'm going to be okay. That was the case for a very long period of time. But again, once you stop having people paying in, the Ponzi scheme goes away. The Ponzi scheme disappears. I could never live comfortably with a pension because then again, I'm relying upon someone else to manage the money, and I'm relying upon more money coming in from other people. That would give me agita. I could never deal with something like that. And now we're finally starting to see what's going to happen. This is what happens when the demographics go the wrong way. We have just put out a major white paper, and I'm glad. It's going over really well. There's going to be a book that's going to follow, hopefully sooner rather than later. We're finishing some things with that right now. And you can sign up for it. It's right there. You can download. It's free at my website. It's a retirement crisis newsletter. And it addresses all of this. It addresses all of this and what people are going to need to do moving forward. Again, you can ignore it. You can stick your head in the sand. Or you can deal with it. And we can help you do so. It's free. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Ah, boy. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the nonsense that's happening in Washington, D.C. This, like I said, we're equal opportunity bashers here on the program. But what Trump's got going on now is his Made in America campaign. He's got a series of events taking place at the White House, bringing companies in, talking Made in America, right? You know what I found interesting? And again, I went off on America a little bit earlier on in the program. I don't care. I have no problem being critical of my own country. I'm a citizen. I think that's what you need to do. You need to take a good, hard look in the mirror every single day. Everybody does. Take a good, hard look at yourself in the mirror every single day. Take a good, hard look at your country every single day. There was a story talking about how Americans want to buy Made in America products. But then in turn, they ask the question, what if they cost a little bit more? Are you willing to pay more for a American product? And the people said no. Again, it's just the mentality of many people nowadays. But Trump's got all of these theme weeks here. Remember there was, Infrastructure Week? Now we got Made in America Week. What we got next? We're going to do Taco Tuesday? We're going to do Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Dress Down Friday. What are the theme weeks are we going to do here? I'm not in the mood for gimmicks anymore. I'm really not. I'm not in the mood for gimmicks. I'm in the mood for getting things done. And I know we talked about healthcare a little bit earlier on in the program, but make no bones about it. You want to compare and contrast the work that the Democrats did to pass Obamacare? Do you remember the amount of speeches? And it was all BS. Remember Barack Obama telling everybody, "No, everybody's health insurance is going to be down by $2,500. If you like your health care, you're going to keep your health care. If you like your doctor, you're going to keep your doctor." It was all a bunch of crap. But he went out there and he sold it. Sold the lie, just like the boiler room stock operators sell the lie. And people bought it. He even went as far, remember he held some sort of town hall on air where people were asking him questions about it? He did that too. There hasn't been a very good sales job. And again, this is Republicans. They don't want to put the work in. I've been saying this for a long time. You got to go out there and you got to teach. You got to show people why your ideas are the better ideas. And it's not easy all the time. When people are bombarded with conventional wisdom, fake news, garbage, you have to go out and you have to fight it. But they don't do that, you know, because, again, Congress is not going to do that. They're spending most of their time raising money for themselves to get themselves reelected. President has to do that. Donald Trump has to do that. I'm going to be honest, he didn't. He didn't. He didn't put the work in. And maybe that has something to do with where we are today. Really quickly, before we go to the break here, this I wanted to share with people. And this is, again, a fundamental problem with what's wrong in this country. I had this sent to me by one of our listeners in Ohio. And it was a school work project here for a kid. This looks like it's elementary school. And they were talking about being a citizen. And I want to remind everybody of a statement, a saying from the Soviet Union. One must indoctrinate a child while he still fits widthwise on the bed. And then this, I got this homework assignment here. What is a citizen? If you were born in the United States, you're a citizen. This means you're a member of our country. Sometimes people who are not born here want to become citizens. They do this by asking the government to make them a citizen. This is called naturalization. When you are a citizen, you have rights. Rights are special privileges. Listen to this now. The government gives you. In our country, you have free speech. You are also given the right to choose a religion in America. The press is free to tell you what is happening in the world. The Bill of Rights lists freedoms given to citizens. These rights are very important. Many people in the world do not have freedoms like we do. Because the government gives us rights, we have the duty to be good citizens. The government gives us rights? This is wrong. This is being taught to kids in Ohio. Kids in Ohio are being brainwashed thinking that the government provides us our rights. This couldn't be more wrong. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, account repair kits, annuity help kits, college planning kits, and of course our white paper on the retirement crisis, all available right there at the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We also have a 24-hour-a-day help hotline. That number is 800-471-5984, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Under 30 horsepower diesel tractors are in high demand. Yanmar meets this demand with the powerful SA series that go above and beyond ordinary tractors with the famously reliable Yanmar engine. When it comes to compact tractors, 35 horsepower is the just right size for many people. The Yanmar model YT235 tractor fits the bill. Open platform or factory cab, the YT235 is your best choice to put a famous Yanmar diesel engine to work on your land. Look to the Yanmar YT3 series for the best over 45 horsepower compact tractor. Only the YT3 Yanmar tractors can increase your productivity and time savings with the unique, proven, and reliable IHMT transmission. From subcompact 21 horsepower to 59 acre-eating horsepower, Yanmar provides you with powerful tractors and matching attachments for the whole range of compact tractor tasks. More information at YanmarTractor.com. That's YanmarTractor.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company, General Steel.
888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. That's 888-794-1615.
Bringing you more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, see, I had a really vibrant response to a column that I wrote in The Hill about Puerto Rico and statehood and bonds and letting things fail. And again, I'm a big believer. What I mean is I'm a big believer in failure. What does that mean when I say I'm a big believer in failure? I believe that failure needs to happen. As a father, as a coach, if kids don't have the opportunity to fail and learn from their mistakes, they're not going to grow. Same thing holds true for our economy. If companies, if municipalities, if bad investments are not allowed to fail, therefore the economy can't grow. There is, with Puerto Rico, there is, what, $77 billion in bond debt that is distressed now. What do you got, 3.4 million people in that country? Does anybody actually think that that money is going to get paid back? No. So what they're going to do is, well, you're going to put the country in some sort of purgatory. Some sort of purgatory there where they're going to be slowly but surely being bled to death from now until eternity. How does that help? I hate to break it to people, you know, it's sad but true. I got people yelling at me. I bought those Puerto Rican bonds and you want them to default? You made a bad investment, man. Grow up. Suck it up. Bad idea. Go yell at your broker for putting it into your accounts. I didn't put them in my clients' accounts. It's your own damn fault. You didn't see it through. I mean, I'm sorry, guys. I hate to be harsh here, but let the damn bonds go under. You have to have a clean break. You have to let things fail. Then maybe they could reorganize and make things better down the road. We got this this weird idea now that there can't be failure out there. Things fail. Things go under. It is what it is. Anyway, this is a story. Again, I told you so moment. Why Wall Street Journal catching up to me? Want a higher interest rate on your bank account? Tough luck. I got that. People are like, hey, oh, the Fed's raising rates a little bit. You get a better rate on our CDs and our bank account. I'm like, yeah, sure you are. Some banks believe customers will start demanding higher deposit rates now that the Fed rate has crossed the 1% threshold. Others think it will take another one or two Fed rate hikes before they have to start raising deposit rates. Why are bank customers demanding higher interest rates? Well, bankers cap it to keep deposit yields low. Yeah. No one is sure, though, how long customers will tolerate that. What do you mean tolerate that? Where are they going to go? Where are they going to go? Oh, yeah, there's a lot of competition out there. Oh, I know. There's so many different banks out there, right? You know, since we Dodd-Franked all the small banks in the country, we can actually turn that into a verb. Have you been Dodd-Franked? Have you been Dodd-Franked into extinction? Like many small and mid-sized banks around the country that we can't afford these regulations. We didn't do anything wrong to cause a financial crisis. Yet, we've been Dodd-Franked. Many bank management teams believe we could be one or two to two hikes away from an increase in retail deposit rates. At the same time, we've never seen quite a cycle like this play out before, so it's tough to know for sure. Uh-huh. You're going to go demand from your bank? Listen. They're going to laugh in your face, okay? One of my friend D'Onofrio, one of my best friends, John D'Onofrio, heads up our tax division. He used this phrase. He's like a sweat hog from Brooklyn, man. He's great. Great people. He's like describing, remember one time he was describing how people are treated by the big banks and the big brokerage firms. He's like, they're schmeg under their shoe. They don't care. Anyway, speaking of interest rates and all of our fearless leaders at the Federal Reserve, what was it that Janet Yellen said that she said that she didn't think there would be another financial crisis in our lifetime? Whoa. Are you going out on a limb there, Janet? Don't you think? This is, you know, that actually made me nervous because you remember when we had, Alan Greenspan? I didn't think that there was any problem with the housing market. No. Ben Bernanke, too. No, I didn't see any problem. Mortgages are always just fine. The minute you start listening to central bankers is the minute that I go all happy Gilmore on you. There's something wrong with your medulla. No, it's Waterboy. I'm sorry. Something wrong with your medulla oblongata. They've got a track record of not excellence, but a failure. Not be a financial crisis. Why couldn't there be? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff there at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We'll act when we receive directives through the proper chain of command channels, and then we'll evaluate what we have and move out from there.
Army Chief of Staff Mark Milley saying that no direct order has come down from the White House enforcing President Trump's announcement yesterday that transgenders will no longer be allowed to serve in the military. Milley said until such an order does come down from the Commander-in-Chief, things will stay the same in the armed forces.
The entire force, the entire chain of command, will today and will tomorrow and always should treat every single soldier, sailor, airman, Marine, Coast Guardsman with dignity and respect for their service and the cloth of our nation.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan says he's waiting for the dust to clear before he comments on a Senate health care bill. At a Capitol briefing, Ryan said he could postpone the House August recess if the Senate passes something they could quickly reconcile with legislation the House has passed. The skinny repeal bill still being hashed out in the Senate. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. Always honored to have you tuned in to the big program. Okay, again, I read this and I had to check it twice. I probably shouldn't have. I shouldn't have been surprised by it. Leave it to liberals. They should do a television show. Kind of do a takeoff on Leave It to Beaver. We'll do Leave It to Liberals. And they can get various different. I got to write that down because I think that that might be a good bit. Leave it to liberals. John, you're getting this now. We're going to have to get the Leave It to Beaver theme music. And we're going to have to do a segment, Leave It to Liberals, every week on the program with the craziness. Here's one for you. In Oregon, first bicycle tax in nation leaves bike crazy Oregon riders deflated. Wait a second. You're gonna start charging people. You're gonna start taxing people if they buy a bicycle. Correct me if I'm wrong. I thought all you liberals wanted people to ride bikes. But again, if it's out there, they will tax it. If you are using it, they will tax it. You have no idea the type of taxes you pay on alcohol. It's all embedded in what you drink. You have no idea what the embedded taxes you pay on tons of items. Gasoline. How many people out there have gas stations that tell you what the federal, state, and local taxes are on the gasoline that you pay? No, you just get the price. Now in Oregon, they say, you know what? A lot of people riding bikes around here. Whoa, gee whiz, chick-ching. We're going to have to tax this. Do you understand that these liberals of government, they are no different than bloody Don Finucci from Godfather 2 going around and wetting his beak? The only difference is we don't have any Robert De Niro as Don Corleone to off them. That's all they do is just wet their beak. Any item out there, they will go after. And they will. And here's a classic example. Oregon. Oh, everybody's riding bikes. You know what? Let's get them. Here's another example of awful people. Leave it to liberals. Guaranteed this was a liberal. Little girl goes out, lemonade stand. Brings out some cookies, wants to make a little bit of money. Guy walks past her lemonade stand, gets on the phone, calls the police. Calls the police on her because she doesn't have a business license. Now, I want somebody out there to explain to me how in the world business licenses are constitutional. Somebody? Somebody want to fill me in. How in the world a business license is constitutional? You have to pay the government in order to make a living. You have to buy a license to feed yourself, feed your family. Granted, this is a little girl, but who the hell cares? Why do you need a license to do such a thing? Again, leave it to liberals. Here's one for you. This is classic. This is just awesome. Months after heavy rains ravaged roads and bridges in Northern California, officials in Santa Cruz County say it could take more than a year to repair all of the damage, especially in the mountains that are home to several thousand residents. That's too long for the Santa Cruz Vigilante Pothole Brigade. This, to me, is awesome. I love stuff like this. I love it when citizens get together and solve a problem and do it without government. Here's a group of intrepid locals who've raised money and manpower to do the job themselves. That's right. Moms, dads, firefighters, entrepreneurs, fearless do-it-yourselfers, fed up with tire-popping potholes. What they did is they go out and they fill the potholes themselves. Of course, who's upset about this? The government! The government is... They don't like this. This has to be union workers and government workers. And you're doing it way too fast at a cost that is just way too low. You can't do such a thing. Not making this up. Not making this up. You got people going out, action on their own. You know what? The government's upset. That's their racket. That's their racket. You know, when I was first alerted to this, I worked in a building. One of the buildings I worked at in Manhattan at one point in time was a union building. And if you happen to spill, let's say you had a soda and you happen to spill your soda, on the floor. Like normally, human beings, I'll clean that up. I'll clean up after myself. You weren't allowed to touch it. In fact, you get yelled at. Not allowed to touch it. The union guys have got to come and clean up your spill. That's their job. You can't clean up after yourself. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. I like that. Leave it to liberals. Got to go to break, everybody. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. We shall return. She touched by me
in painted on jeans. This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly three times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Under 30 horsepower diesel tractors are in high demand. Yanmar meets this demand with the powerful SA series that go above and beyond ordinary tractors with the famously reliable Yanmar engine. When it comes to compact tractors, 35 horsepower is the just right size for many people. The Yanmar model YT235 tractor fits the bill. Open platform or factory cab, the YT235 is your best choice to put a famous Yanmar diesel engine to work on your land. Look to the Yanmar YT3 series for the best over 45 horsepower compact tractor. Only the YT3 Yanmar tractors can increase your productivity and time savings with the unique, proven, and reliable IHMT transmission. From subcompact 21 horsepower to 59 acre-eating horsepower, Yanmar provides you with powerful tractors and matching attachments for the whole range of compact tractor tasks. More information at yanmartractor.com. That's yanmartractor.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I got one more. One more. This is classic. Here's a man. Guy goes out on his own initiative. Collects, and his neighbors help him out. And he spent $550 building a set of stairs in his community park. There was a problem. There was a problem at the community park here. He's a retired mechanic. Took it upon himself to build the stairs after several neighbors fell down the steep path to a community garden. So his neighbors gave him some money, chipped in on the project. It ended up costing him $550. Government is very, very upset. Very upset about this because they got a quote to fix that and put those stairs in from $65,000 to $150,000. You want to know why there's budget deficits? There you go. There you go. You're not a part of that racket. Not a part of that racket. Anyway, I do have to touch on this. It's an ongoing topic. It's a huge topic. It involves budget, involves health care costs, and many other things. Last week here on the program, we discussed the amount of money that they're looking to earmark for drug addiction, opiate addiction here. And story after story from around the country this week talking about now that's the needle problem. One story here, these guys that are going out and cleaning up rivers and places because there's so many hypodermic needles all over the place. Oregon is, man, there's a bill in Oregon right now to make heroin and cocaine possession a misdemeanor. And I don't know what people's thoughts are on that, but here's something interesting, and it's out of Europe. One country in Europe actually decriminalized drugs, and that was Portugal. They had a major, major problem with drugs. And as it stands right now, after they did that, they have the lowest rate of drug-induced deaths per million in population. Estonia is the worst. Portugal is the best. Only 6 per a million people in that country. Again, we might have to start thinking and looking outside the box with some of these things because the problem is not getting better. It's only getting worse. Real quickly on this story, this was out of Florida, and it has to do with student debt and student loans and educating your kids, which is a huge part of people's financial plan. Is Bill Nelson has got this little town hall, and he's got this question being asked of him. He's got a student, former student, now a Tallahassee attorney. Now a Tallahassee attorney says that he's got $115,000 in loans and that the 4% interest rate that he's paying on those loans are too high. It's not right. Why should students pay interest rates that are higher than what major banks pay to borrow money from the Federal Reserve, around 1%. Gee, I don't know. Maybe you're a bigger risk. Anyway, I didn't have enough time for this. We're going to talk about this when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
Just don't think you'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
It was a Friday night, I woke alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV and that's about the time she walked away from me.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Basically, I got to get into this. You got Democrat, he's Bill Nelson, he's in Florida, and he's talking about a bill that he's putting forward to cap student loan interest rates at 4%. 4%. Again, this is money being lent to kids at 4%. My first mortgage where I owned a business was putting more than 20% down on the dwelling. My first mortgage was over 7%. And you want to cap interest rates at 4%. Again, it sounds good. It's nice for the children, for education, but you people don't get it. It's a subsidy. You are bastardizing the free market. And you're driving up the cost. You're driving up the cost of college. That's all you are doing. Why do you think the cost of colleges has gone through the roof to the degree that it has? Plain and simple, it's just pouring money and subsidizing it. Everything that you subsidize, the price is going to go up. And here you go, they got this attorney. And I'm like, man, what a doofus. He's like, first and foremost, he went to Florida State Schools. I don't know how he's got $115,000 in debt, but he does. And that's too high. You know, you might have to rethink things. And everybody needs to understand just how money works. You know, it was kind of funny. I had it sent to me by one of my listeners. And I probably should have grabbed it. I don't have it right now. It was a clip. It was a Bloomberg clip. It was a young lady doing on-the-street interviews in New York City, talking to youngsters about their saving habits. Oh, I'm too young to save right now. I've got plenty of time. I don't have to be saving. One kid said, yeah, I'm putting money into my 401k to match what my employer was doing. Everyone else, uh-uh. Everyone else, I'll dress nice, pretty girl, nice clothes, hair done nice, you know, looking great in New York City. No, I don't need to save money. Right. Do you think it's by design? Do you think it's by design? Do you think, I'd see old Donald Luskin phrase there. Do you think that there's a conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid? I do. As I said, this is what the program is about. We want to defy all of that. The sooner you educate yourself, the better off you're going to be. The better off you're going to be. Anyway. You know, talk about this quickly, too. I know it's a little bit off the beaten track. Talking about America's report cards and education schools. Again, I'm debating. We're playing tennis back and forth in my house, whether my kid is going to go to the local public school or he's going to go to the Catholic high school. And we're banging it around right now. And here's a story about grades. More high school teachers are handing out A's. But the bad news is that students aren't necessarily learning more. What's the point then? Yep. The proportion of high school seniors graduating with an A average, that includes an A minus or A plus, has grown sharply over the past generation, even as average SAT scores have fallen. In 1998, it was 38.9%. By last year, 47% of kids are getting A's. Get the hell out of here. I mean, honestly, give me a break. 47%, yet the SAT scores are down. Come on, man. And you know the funny thing is, where they're looking, they're finding this out, this is happening at a lot of private schools. Why does this happen at private schools? You tell me why. Oh, little snowflake is getting, mommy and daddy are paying for Snowflake's expensive private school education. And they feel that because they spend a lot of money at the school, they can dictate what the grade is. And if you don't think that happens, you're crazy, because it does. Anyway, this is a follow-up story. We talked about a lot of the welfare reform, in particular, food stamp reform that is taking place all over the country. States like Maine, Georgia, Alabama. It is going swimmingly, to say the least. All of these places that have pushed for a work requirement for food stamps, meaning you have to either get a job, you have to be volunteering, or you have to be doing something in regards to training to get a job. What it has done is it has chopped down the amount of people that are on the food stamp rolls. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't that the ultimate goal? To get people off of government assistance. Now, of course, the leftists, they don't like this. Well, you know, people, they may have under-the-table jobs and they want to tell you about it, and you shouldn't do that. Shut up. Shut up. You see, the thing is that you are evil and you don't even know it. Getting somebody addicted to government assistance is one of the worst things you can do from somebody. I you know what the analogy I use for this? I use it from the movie Unforgiven. You remember the movie Unforgiven? There was a line in that movie Clint Eastwood says. He says, funny thing about killing a man, you take away everything he has and everything he was going to be. You can also say that about government assistance. Yeah, I do believe that. Government assistance is there to help people when they are in need. It's not supposed to be a lifestyle choice, which it has become. Here's a story out of Seattle. This is a follow-up story. And I don't know what the Republicans are doing out there in Seattle, but I like it. Where we have a Republican Party throughout most of the country that has no cojones whatsoever. And the state of Washington, they're calling for civil disobedience as they openly encourage Seattle residents to refuse paying a newly passed income tax that critics say is illegal. Fight the power that be. I like it. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We'll act when we receive directives through the proper chain of command channels, and then we'll evaluate what we have and move out from there.
Army Chief of Staff Mark Milley saying that no direct order has come down from the White House enforcing President Trump's announcement yesterday that transgenders will no longer be allowed to serve in the military. Milley said until such an order does come down from the commander-in-chief, things will stay the same in the armed forces.
The entire force, the entire chain of command, will today and will tomorrow and always should treat every single soldier, sailor, airman, Marine, Coast Guardsman with dignity and respect for their service and the cloth of our nation.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan says he's waiting for the dust to clear before he comments on a Senate health care bill. At a Capitol briefing, Ryan said he could postpone the House August recess. If the Senate passes something, they could quickly reconcile with legislation the House has passed. The skinny repeal bill still being hashed out in the Senate. USA Radio.